yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for joining me today. Today we're going to talk about grow younger, like me. We're going to talk about regenerative medicine. All right? You see, regenerative medicine is what we should be doing, and it's what we don't do. You know, there's an old saying, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. It's not let drugs be thy medicine and medicine be thy drugs. It's let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that's because nutrition is a key to everything. Nutrition is very, very important in regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is the art of actually healing things, as opposed to prescription medicine, which is the art of putting a Band-Aid on things. So in this topic on regenerative medicines, we're going to talk about the things that help with regeneration. All right. Hello, Irma. How are you doing? Nice that you can join me. And I see Scott is online also. Thank you both for joining me. So in regenerative medicine, we're going to be talking about the things that help your body regenerate. Things like nutrition, things like stem cells, young blood, growth hormone, peptides, energy medicine. And we're also going to be talking about the FDA and what FDA approval means and what it doesn't mean. So, you know, when I was about 8 years old living in Trinidad in the West Indies, I was cutting grass with my cousin, and he was cutting with a sickle behind me, and when he cut, he sliced my heel. And so I went to see the doctor, and, you know, the doctor sewed up the laceration. But you know what excited me was the smell of the eater. And every time I smell eater, I want to be a doctor again. But when the doctor sewed up my cut, I thought he had healed me. But what he did was he actually just brought the skin together. My body rejuvenated the area. It regenerated the tissue and fixed the problem. Not the doctor, the doctor inside of me. And I called the doctor inside of me my stem cells. Hey, Sandra, nice for you to join us. So I call your doctor inside of you your stem cells. You know, if you break a bone, what does the orthopedic doctor do? He puts a splint on or a cast on, and then he tells you in about 6 to 8 weeks the bone's going to be better. Well, what happens after that? Well, in 6 to 8 weeks, what's happening is that the stem cells inside of you, what it does is it secretes some exosomes. Exosomes are peptides that go into the damaged bone cells and force them to make the proteins required to repair the damaged bone. Then the stem cells look at the tendon and it secretes exosomes, which goes into the tendon, the damaged tendon cells, and it forces the tendon cells that are damaged to make the appropriate protein to repair themselves. Next, the stem cells look at the cartilage, and it secretes exosomes again, which again is a peptide, and this exosome goes into the damaged cartilage cells, force them to make the proteins that's required to repair themselves. And last but not least, the stem cells goes into the muscle cells and the blood vessel cells, wherever it's damaged, secrete exosomes and force those tissue to make the proteins that's appropriate to repair themselves. So in 6 to 8 weeks, when you are better, it is because your physician inside of you, your stem cells, went and orchestrated the repair. Your stem cells are like a handyman going throughout your body. Anytime they see a problem, they stop, orchestrate a plan to repair that area, and fixes the problem. It's like a room vac, going around picking dirt wherever it is, and it's whenever it is. So if you have a 10-year-old who falls on her knees, immediately the stem cells in the knee puts out a cry, an SOS. Hey, guys, we need some help down here. And stem cells throughout the body jump into the veins. The veins, your arteries, those are your highway. And they take that bus at 80 miles an hour. They race to the knee. When they get there, they assess the damage. And then they secrete exosomes into all the damaged tissue to force those damaged tissue to make proteins to repair themselves. And voila, your knee gets better. When you're 70 and you fall on your knee, and the stem cells in your knee gives off an SOS, guess what? The other stem cells all over your body, they are also 70 years old. They're taking naps. They're tired. They run down. Some of them doesn't even hear the SOS. And finally, only very few of them show up at the scene of the crime. And so there's not enough stem cells to repair the problem. See, that's how stem cells work. You have stem cells in every tissue in your body. You have them in your hair, in your skin, in your bone, in your brain, in your heart, in your lungs, in your kidneys, in your fat. Every tissue has its own stem cells, and the job of those stem cells is to repair damages in your skin, in your bone, in your brain, wherever there's an injury. Their job is to fix the damage and at the very least send out SOS to get some help. So yes, we can collect stem cells from your skin, from your teeth, not just your fat, not just your bone marrow. So we are talking about regenerative medicine. And, you know, I'm also on my radio show, which is Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. And it's on KTSA 550. the number to call me is 210-559-5959. The email to email me is at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My phone number, 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. My book, Grow Young Like Me, B29 again and again, How to Look, Feel, and Function Younger Without Stress. It's available at Barnes & Noble's. It's available at Amazon, all the booklets, and it's also available at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information about regenerative medicine, you can call the Wellness Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So we're talking about regenerative medicine, and we just briefly touched on stem cells. We're going to be talking about growth hormone and peptides and energy meds and nutrition and young blood. But first, I just want to talk a little bit about the FDA. Huh? You know, I have a lot of people who come to me and they say, they always ask, is this FDA approved? What does that mean? Well, FDA approval means that a company has gone through the expense and the time to elicit approval for a product. Unfortunately, most products that are natural will never be FDA approved. Natural means that they cannot be patented, and if it cannot be patented, no company would want to go through the time and the expense to get something FDA approved without a patent. See, there's a lot of natural remedies out there, but you'll never hear about those natural remedies because they cannot be patented. And fortunately for us, or maybe unfortunately, stem cells, young blood, peptides, growth hormone, these guys can't be patented because they're natural. And so you're never going to hear commercials about stem cells because companies don't own it. But what does getting patent mean? What does an FDA approval mean? And before I say that, I want you to know that there's been over 1,000 medications that have been FDA approved that have been pulled from the market after countless people have died or gotten sick or injured from it. Right? So just because something is FDA approved does not mean that it's the best thing for you. Right? Let me give you an example. And there are things that are FDA approved for one thing that are used for other things. We call it off-label. Like, for instance, Viagra was approved for as a blood pressure medicine. But then after a while, people start saying, you know, every time I take this blood pressure medicine, I get an erection. And pretty soon, Viagra is being used for erectile dysfunction. It's not approved for erectile dysfunction. It's being used for erectile dysfunction because we found out that the side effect of Viagra is erection. And so now, Viagra is being used off-label for erectile dysfunction. So what is it? What does getting FDA approval really mean? Well, let's think of this. First of all, a company has to take something that usually takes something that's natural. Let's say it's sugar. Sugar is pretty natural. All right? And they go into the lab and they try to change the formula of sugar into a new formula that never existed. Usually they add a hydrogen atom here or a CH3 group here, or they change the degree of the angle of the bonds. But whatever they do, they make a little change in the natural substance, a change that will not change the benefits of the sugar. Right? And then they say to the FDA, hey, FDA, I have a new product, because that change in the sugar creates a product that never existed before in nature. That means that that product was not around. It's new. And then once they've said that, then they go and they will start doing research. Usually it takes about 10 to 15 years of research and development. And then, so they start doing testing, and they get good results. And usually it takes about $1 billion to maybe $2 billion to do the research, pay all the people, and then do the advertising to bring something to market. So let's say that this new sugar that never existed before, that supposedly does everything that sugar does, it's now 5 years into development of this sugar. And on the fifth year, when they're doing certain testing with human subjects, they find out that there's a lot of side effects from the sugar, this new product. Now, they've already spent $600 million on this process. And they say, you know something? If we stop now, we lose $600 million. What can we do? So the drug company, they hide the damaging reports. They said, you know, we were going to charge $30 for, let's say $30 for a pint of this sugar. But you know what? Let's just charge $35 for this pint of the sugar instead. And we're going to put $5 in a kitty for every pint we sell. We're going to put $5 in the kitty. Because we know down the road, we will get sued. So they finished the process. It's now 12 years into the process. They get FDA approved. They get a patent for 20 years. And now they do all the advertising. This product is now out in the realm. And after about 10, 15 years down the road, you start getting all these reports of all these negative side effects from the sugar. And so the people start a class action lawsuit against the company. All right. Now, the company knew this was going to happen. So the lawyers come to the company, let's settle this. So the company takes all those extra $5 checks they got, and they take this bundle of cash that they had put aside. They give it to the law firm. The law firm says, oh, all right, great. We'll settle for this. The law firm makes money. People get pennies for their problems. And the drug company made billions of dollars on this drug. That's how it works. So just because something is FDA approved doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. It doesn't mean it's bad for you either. But it's got to be taken with a grain of salt. And remember that natural things will never be FDA approved. That doesn't mean it cannot help you. All right? So that's FDA. Now, a big part of regenerative medicine has to be nutrition. You know, and let me give you an example. Right? You know, your skin is made of skin cells, right? And those skin cells, they live about 30 days and they die. So just like the skin sheds its skin, just like the snake sheds its skin, we shed our skin. So every 30 days, you get a completely new skin. The reason why your skin looks the same is because when one cell, before it dies, it divides into another cell, and the other cell is identical to the one that just died. That's usually why. But you know, if you've ever looked at a really beautiful woman, and then you looked at her neck and her chest, and you said, oh my gosh, she's a lot older than I thought she was. Well, what has been happening? Well, for years and years, she's been giving her face good raw material and all the potion and lotion she's been putting on her face. So when a skin cell in the face died, it was replaced by a new cell, which was a little bit better than the one that died. And then the next month, when this cell dies, it's replaced by another one, which is better than this one. And each succeeding month, you get a better and better new generation of cells. Unfortunately, she forgot to put the raw materials on the neck and the chest. And these cells on the neck and the chest, each month, they got worse and worse. And so after a while, the face looked young and healthy, and the chest and the neck looks old and dried out. See, that's how important raw materials is in your body. So now, what are the raw materials that your body needs for regenerative medicine? Well, we need five things. Five. Number one, we need vitamins. Number two, we need minerals. Number three, we need sugar from starches. We need lipids from fats and proteins and amino acids from proteins. These are the five things that make up all the raw materials in our body. And we need digestive enzymes to break things down and put things together. If you have those, your body can make anything and break down anything. Well, let's talk about those. What is a vitamin? A vitamin is anything on the periodic table. If you grab a handful of dirt and put it in your mouth, most of it will be in your stool tomorrow, because that handful of dirt, even though it has calcium and phosphorus and magnesium, which are minerals, they're inorganic. Therefore, they're not absorbed into our body. They go through the assembly line between our lips and our rectum and just ends up at the end of the assembly line. I tell people that between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body. It is not inside your body. So when you swallow a quarter, it is in your stool tomorrow. It went straight through your body. It is not microscopic enough to get into your body. Hey, Griselda, nice for you to join us. So, now, let's say you plant a tree, and the tree roots pick up the same dirt with the same minerals. Now the tree puts the minerals into its apple, or into its tomato, or into its orange. And now you eat it. Those minerals are now what you call organic. They came from a source which was alive. And because they're organic, they are absorbed into your body. So minerals is required. We use minerals to make everything in our body. Water is a mineral. It is from hydrogen, which is a mineral, and oxygen. Oxygen is a mineral. So technically, if you have oxygen and hydrogen, you can make water in your body. All right? Carbon is a mineral. Carbon dioxide are minerals put together in your body. So you see, minerals are very integral in all the things your body does. Vitamins next. Vitamins are vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K. Now, those vitamins is very, very important for your neurotransmitters. They're important for energy. They're important for a lot of hormonal processes. And without minerals, you cannot make a lot of things in your body. I mean, without vitamins, you cannot make a lot of things in your body. Of those vitamins, vitamins B and C are what you call water-soluble vitamins. So therefore, they have to be taken in on a daily basis. The others are fat-soluble, therefore they can be stored in your body. So that's minerals and vitamins. Next, we talk about sugar. You can get sugar by itself, or anytime you eat starches, starches are broken down in the mouth by enzymes. The saliva in your mouth is a digestive enzyme that breaks down starches into sugar. Now, if you ate a candy or you ate a cookie, you don't need to swallow those, because the saliva will break them down into sugar, and sugar is microscopic enough that the cells in your mouth will absorb them into your body. Your stomach breaks down proteins into amino acids. Hydrochloric acid is a digestive enzyme. There are tons of digestive enzymes that's made by your stomach, by your pancreas, by your gallbladder, by your saliva, all kinds of things. And these enzymes is what breaks things down. I call the enzymes the glue, the nails, the screws, the staples. So when you eat a piece of meat, the enzyme pulls the screws out, pulls the staples out, pulls the glue out, pulls the screws out, and the meat falls apart into lipids from fat and into amino acids from proteins. Now, once these amino acids and lipids are in your body, your body then uses the digestive enzymes to put things back together. Let me give you an example. Growth hormone is made of 191 amino acids. So after you eat a piece of meat, the meat is broken down into amino acids absorbed into your body because they're microscopic enough to get into your body. Once they get into body, and it's broken down by the digestive enzymes, once it gets into your body, your cells put them back together. They take 191 of these amino acids and put it down, put it together into the sequence that's required to make growth hormone. So digestive enzymes are required to break things down, and it's required to glue things together, staple things together, screw things together. That's what it does. So enzymes take things apart and put them back together. Hutch, great to have you watching. So without digestive enzymes, you cannot do anything. Now, digestive enzymes, your body makes them. But as you get older, just like your hormones, your digestive enzymes and your peptides all decrease as you get older. So as you get older, you need to supplement your digestive enzymes. You need to supplement your peptides, your nutrition. You need to supplement your hormones. You need to supplement all those things because you are running low on those things. Huh? Well, thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Once again, I enjoy talking to you all on our show today on Regenerative Medicine. Thank you.